Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated Blog Talk Radio broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We are excited about what God is doing because our God loves us. Amen. He loves you. He loves me. God loves, amen, he is love, and he's sending his love out to each and every one who will receive it today, praise God. So I encourage you to receive the wonderful love of God today, amen, that love that covers, amen, that love, amen, that lifts us up out of the muck and miry clay, amen, that love, God Almighty, that held our Lord and Savior to the cross. You've heard it before. Amen. It wasn't the nails, hallelujah, that held him to the cross, but it was the love that he had for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus loves you first, and he loves you best. Hallelujah. Amen. So remember that today and receive the goodness of our great God. And we honor our great God on today. We honor the Father. Hallelujah. We honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer. Amen. We honor the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. And we say, Holy Ghost, have your way in our lives on today. In this broadcast on today, we bless the Lord for our great leadership on this side of heaven. Praise God. We thank God for Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated. Headquarters church, and amen, and leading us, amen, in the ways of God and holiness is our chief apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, amen, the founding pastor, and again, chief apostle of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for her and her family, all those that are standing with Dr. Ogburn in the number one headquarters church, Pastor Williams. Praise God. We bless the Lord for Elder James and Minister Yvette Smith, Deacon Ty and Prophetess Loretta. We thank God for Pastor Johnson, Apostle Pender, Apostle Terry Ogburn, and just all the saints of God there. Each and every one of you, all the families, all the children, we bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord for my lovely wife, Co-Pastor Rhonda White, here in the Lakeland, Florida church. I am Pastor Terry White, and we Pastor Sunshine of Faith International Ministries in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. Amen. And we are honored to do so. God is just so wonderful. We are honored to serve the living King. Praise God. Amen. And doing it in this great ministry, again, under the leadership of Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, we are just simply blessed and honored to do so. So we thank God for the opportunity. And we just here to share with you the words of our great God. Amen. And we're just thanking him for the opportunity to do this, just that on today. Want you to never forget what a wonderful opportunity God gives us to be a part of what he's doing. Amen. He doesn't have to, but he wants to. Hallelujah. Amen. So be thankful that God allows you, and I'm thankful that he allows me to be a part of what he's doing. God is mending lives. Changing the atmosphere above us, praise God, hallelujah, where there has been territorial demons, amen, in control, God is, amen, moving, praise God, and as we, as his children, as his people, rise up and take our rightful positions in him, my God, amen, he's doing marvelous things in the earth. Praise God, and more people are coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's a wonderful thing We're going to go before God in prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to be a part of what you're doing on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast in this part of the body of Christ and Sunshine of Faith. Hallelujah. We pray that you continue to bless our great leader, Dr. Ogburn. She loves you, God, and she, amen, teaches us in the ways of holiness and all those you allow to cross our path, God. We thank you for being that wonderful, wonderful God and Savior. Praise God to her. Amen. Praise God. And provider to her. Hallelujah. Amen. Her all in all. Praise God. And we thank you because it shows up in her life. Amen. In her living and teaching and preaching of your word, God. That is a blessing for us. Amen. So we lift up to you today. God, we lift all those up to you, hallelujah, that need a touch, God. So in one way or another, we all need your touch, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you're with us, God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you that you don't have to come from somewhere. Amen. You're already there. You're already with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that. We thank you for moving, and we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for renewing our minds. My God, today we thank you, hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We understand and know that you are our Savior, and we, hallelujah, can't come unto the Father in no other way except through you. We thank you. Hallelujah for that. We thank you for your blood that has never lost its power. My God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost empowering us to prosper, leading us and guiding us into all of your truth, God. We thank you. And we pray that you do comfort those that mourn on today, God, those families, those children who lost a parent, those spouses who lost a husband or a wife, God, we pray that you would touch them, the grandchildren, the nieces and nephews, the uncles and sisters and brothers who have lost a loved one, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for those that serve this country. Hallelujah. In the military, God, we thank you. We thank you. Those who serve honorably, amen, in law enforcement, God, we thank you, amen. We pray that you would continue to touch them, Father, hallelujah. Move, amen, and all around the world, God, and all leaders of the world, God, the presidents and the vice presidents, God, amen, and parliaments all around the world, God, and Congress and Senate here in the United States, and even down to our local leaders, God, in each and every city and county in the United States of America, God. Touch us, God. Hallelujah. As a nation, that we will honor you, God, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for your word today. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are going to go into the Word of God. We want to continue looking at the Word of God from the book of Romans, chapter 8. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Praise God. And knowing who we are in God will give us the proper perspective how we should walk and how we should carry ourselves, and knowing who we, so that way we can project the proper image, amen, we receive the proper image of who we are from God, and we'll be able to project that image out to the world, amen, hallelujah. And in that we are fully representing our God in the way that honors him most, praise God. Because, you know, we were made in his image, praise God. and we are continuing to walk in victory. We are continuing to hold up the bloodstained banner, and we're continuing to know when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Our God will raise up a standard. Praise God. Amen. For the powers of the enemy. Amen. The enemy of our soul. My God. So in the book of Romans chapter 8 and in verse 38, praise God. Hallelujah. The word of God reads that, "For I am persuaded," this must be, amen, as the body of believers in Jesus Christ, yes, we come together in a corporate way under the corporate anointing that God is pouring down on the church universal, praise God. But this also becomes a personal declaration, a personal conviction of every individual believer in Christ Jesus, the God of my, amen, hallelujah, to be able to say, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels," oh, good God Almighty, amen. He goes on to say, "nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." Amen. Verse 39 says, "nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature," amen, amen, "shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." My God, today, amen. Now, don't let anything to come in to project, amen, an image, amen, to be worshipped higher than our God. Praise God. And that's one of the enemy's biggest things, amen. He tries to get us to develop a distorted image of the true and living God, our King, our Savior, praise God, amen, our Creator, and accept a false image, hallelujah, and is usually pointing to himself, praise God, hallelujah, that God gives us discernment to know the difference, amen, and but the enemy wants us to receive that false image. So therefore, if we have a distorted, corrupted, perverted image of the true and living God, then we'll have that same, amen, perverted, distorted, contorted image of ourselves, amen, because remember now, we are created in God's image, the true and living God, amen. So he wants us, the enemy, he wants us to take on this false image of our God, so we'll have a false image of ourselves. If we do that, we will not be able to walk into the victory that our Lord Jesus Christ, amen, died and paid the price for and rose again with all power in his hand, amen. And while yet praying for us, he ascended to the Father, to the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I right now, but we won't be able to receive, amen, the wonderful blessings of that, amen, prayer, hallelujah. My God, what an advocate, amen, our high priest, amen, praying for us, the Lord Jesus, amen, the firstborn among many brethren, the Lord Jesus, amen, who, by, amen, hallelujah, his own love for us, amen, came and bore the shame of the cross, amen, but find it, amen, hallelujah, impossible to let us die in the sins, so, amen, that would have taken us into damnation, amen, but loved us so that he died, amen, amen, and took the shame and took the beating and the nails, amen. But as we said in the open, the nails didn't hold them there to the cross. It was his love for us, his love for you and me. So remember today, amen, hallelujah, as we go through the word of God, amen, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, amen, hallelujah, no height, no depth, nor any other creature, no creeping thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we don't want to allow anything to separate us, praise God. We don't want to take on a false image of our God, because then we'll have a false image of ourselves. We won't walk in the victory. We won't walk in the authority. We won't walk in dominion as God has purpose for us, amen, but we'll walk in defeat and depression, and we know what that leads to, amen. Eventually, we'll be drawn back, amen, into, amen, a state of, amen, a backslidden state, amen. We'll be there, and back in our sin, and we know the sin separates us from God, and the wages of sin, the word of God says, is death. But the gift of God, amen, is eternal life through Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, amen. And we know through this book of Romans and in the 8th chapter that it tells us that there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Remember that. Hold on to that. Amen. Hallelujah. This is not, again, this is not a license to sin. Amen. That grace will abound, like the Apostle Paul said, and we should all say in agreement with, amen. Hallelujah. The word of God. God forbid that we do that, that we live our lives in sin, somehow hoping that grace will abound to us. Amen. God forbid. Hallelujah. Amen. But we understand that we are in Christ. Amen. So because of that, we are dead to sin, in that state of sin, willful sin, wallowing in it and being shapen, amen, in iniquity. We know we were born into this world in that way, but Jesus came for our deliverance and for our healing and for our betterment, that we can walk through this life victoriously. And the victory is not just for us, praise God, but amen, the anointing that God puts on our life has a purpose, amen, amen, to destroy the yokes that bind us up, the yokes of the enemy that bind us and try to stifle us, praise God, and so that we can walk in victory. The anointing destroys those yokes and brings deliverance and brings healing and brings restoration and brings a renewal of our minds, praise God, hallelujah, so we can effectively touch someone else's life, praise God, and amen, and make disciples unto Jesus Christ, that the world will know, hallelujah, our great God lives, amen, and he loves, praise God, and he is love, amen, and they can come to him and get deliverance. They can come to him and get healing, amen, but they're going to need to see the sons of God stand up, amen, hallelujah. We have to, the sons and daughters of God have to stand up, amen, and be counted in this day and this time, praise God, in this new year, amen, hallelujah, amen. We have to live holy and let that be the very fabric of our lives, amen, the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, amen, flowing through us, touching others, praise God, the anointing of God, again, destroying yokes, amen, amen, in our lives and in the lives of those that come into the sphere of our influence, praise God, amen. Those ones that the Bible calls our neighbors, amen, not just the ones that live next door to us, amen, to come to borrow, amen, a cup of milk or a cup of sugar, praise God, amen. That's all right, too. We should be neighbors to them, amen, as well. But those ones, amen, that we cross their path, amen, in the grocery store, you tired and your feet hurting, you just trying to get through, amen, get your groceries and get on out and get home, amen. But hallelujah, God allows somebody to come across your path, hallelujah, that needs to know the joy and the life and the love and the brightness that Jesus brings, amen. And it's so overwhelming to you because it's such a part, such a fabric of your very being that it just oozes out of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You didn't mean to, my God. You didn't mean to preach to anyone. Amen. And not in a condescending way, but in a loving way. You were just going to get your groceries. You just going to get your gas. Amen. Hallelujah. But how many of God got a way, amen, of positioning us where he needs us to be to help somebody else. Amen. Remember when you and I needed that help. Hallelujah. Remember when our life, amen, was spiraling out of control, and thank God that he had somebody, amen, full of the Holy Ghost, amen, and his anointing to love on us, praise God, and he still does, amen. So we just want to just encourage your heart to be that light, amen, for someone, praise God. We denounce that spirit of suicide. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Depression, yes. Most people living today have had some bout with depression, amen, no matter how minimal it was, and thank God for that, amen, that it wasn't that dark, foreboding, deep depression that some get into, praise God. And we have to stop. We have to stop, thanks of God, crucifying people from the church, amen, concerning this, amen. We must love on people, praise God, amen. Love them with the love of Christ. Spend enough time in God's presence that his confessions will overshadow, amen. His love will cover, praise God. And as it's flowing through us, we'll listen and we'll pray with our brothers and our sisters, amen, who are going through these dark times of depression and suicidal ideations because it's happening too often now, praise God, amen. And we know that that is just not what God wants. That is not God's best for us. Praise God. Amen. So let's pray. We're praying against that spirit of and denouncing it in Jesus' name. Amen. That spirit of depression and suicide. Amen. We are believing God for his goodness. We want you to know that you can contact Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated. You can call me. I'm Pastor Terry White, the pastor of the Lakeland Church, Lakeland, Florida, Sunshine of Faith Ministries. You can contact me at 863-279-2332, 863-279-2332. You can write to us at Sunshine of Faith, P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Amen. Send your prayer requests. We love to pray with you. Talk with you, amen. Listen to you, amen. We won't push you away. Hallelujah, amen. We would love for you to call us, amen. Send your partnership offering, sowing seed on good ground, amen. You can also contact our chief apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. She is a licensed counselor, praise God. Apostle Ogburn will counsel with you. She will pray with you. Amen. Talk with you. She will not push you away. My God. Amen. Her number is 301-732-0461. That's 301 area code 732-0461. That's Dr. Mary of Ogburn. Amen. The founding pastor, chief apostle of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Call her. Amen. If you need counseling, if you're in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, make your way on Sundays at 1:30 to Baltimore, Maryland at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, and join Sunshine of Faith, number one church, headquarters church, in great services unto God. You will be rejuvenated. You will be revived. Amen. And given, praise God, the word of God, that you can go on your way. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And, of course, you can join us here in Lakeland. We are, our services are on Facebook, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number two. Look us up on Facebook. I'm Pastor Terry White on Wednesdays for Bible study at 7 p.m. Amen. And also on Sundays, Sunday Live at 12:30 p.m. You can also join our apostle, Dr. Ogburn. Amen. On Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., 11:30 on Facebook. Praise God. Amen. Guess what? We thank God for his word on today. And for all of you joining us, wherever you are in the world, remember Jesus loves you, and so do we, as our apostle says, and we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.